Now, Rav Nosson Salant earlier had quoted this pasuk in Rus, where it says she ate and she left over vatoisar, and the Gemara darshins vatoichal ba'olam hazeh, vatoisar lo'olam haba. So Rav Nosson Zal says, "Ze bechinas he'oras harotzim sheyizgal elosid." When the Gemara says there on the fact that she ate and she left over some of the food, and the Gemara says left over points us to the future, to olam haba, that's also referring to this he'oras harotzim, this bright light, which is the light of the future. That's the light that's going to be revealed, especially in the future. Shemeir bo eisu achila, of which we're able to receive a little bit of that during the time of eating. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, before we touched on that, now he's going to tie it into how we conduct ourselves today. Rav Nosson Zal says, based on that concept, you'll understand why the halacha says that it's very good for a Jew to leave over a little bit of the food that they're eating, b'shvil levorech birchas hamozoin, in order for that little bit of food to remain on the table while you're saying birchas hamozoin, shetochul habrocha olav, so that the blessing that you're trying to draw from Hashem by saying birchas hamozoin in the right way, the blessing should have something to go on. That little bit of food that you leave over, that represents something upon which the bracha of Hashem can go, so that the person should be blessed with a flow of parnosa and shefa and all the things they need. Ki birkas hamozoin shemavorchen achar huachilo, ze bechinas heoras harotzoin shemeir b'shas huachilo daiko. Because the special blessings that we say after we eat a meal, the birchas hamozoin, which is the only blessing that's midoraisa, and we say three different brachos at the time, actually four with what the rabbis added to it. Rav Nosson Zal says that birchas hamozoin, which we make after eating, symbolizes the flow of rotzoin that shines during eating. As Rav Nosson Zal elaborates on this in Likutei Halachos in Hilchas Birchas Hamozoin in Or HaChaim, and this is why you'll note that one of the most important sentences in the Birkas Hamozoin is Poiseach es yodecho umasbia lechol chai rotzoin she'oimrim beBirkas Hamozoin. We say this sentence that Hashem opens his hands and satisfies and satiates every single living being rotzoin, with rotzoin. Shezeo bechinas heras harotzoin. That pasuk is hinting to this great light that shines during the meal. That's called heras harotzoin. Veze bechinas, and this is why in that same blessing we say, uvetuvoi hagodol tomid loichosar lanu, and with Hashem's great goodness, we are never lacking anything. And we finish the bracha by we say Hazon Esoilam Kuloi Betuvoi Bechein Bechesed Uvrachmim. Hashem nourishes the entire world. He provides for us with His goodness, with grace, with loving kindness, and everything. All of those terms all represent this flow of light, this very high level light, this Heoras Harotzoin. Ki Iker Haparnoso Hu Bechazdoi Uveretzoinoi Hatoiv Levad. Because the main livelihood of a Jew and the food of a Jew, the nourishment, the sustenance, is all with Hashem's great kindness and willingness, Hashem's goodwill towards us. Only. Shezeh bechinas rotzoin ho'elyon. This refers to that high, high level rotzoin of Hashem. That's where we derive all of our food and parnosa. V'alkein mizgale horas harotzoin b'shas u'achila. And this is why this Heoras Harotzoin is revealed at the time of Achila, ki haparnoso nimsheches rak mirtzoinei hatoiv levad, because parnoso comes to a Jew only from Hashem's goodwill. Bechinas, as we say in Tehillim, noisein lechem lechol bosor ki lioilam chazdoi, Hashem provides food for all of mankind with His great kindness. Bechinas, and as the Gemara says, and the Zohar Kodesh says, Bone chaye umezoine lav bischusa talya milsa, kiim bemazlo talya milsa. that these three things, the blessing for children, for long life, and for parnosa, are not based on a person's merit, but rather they come from mazla. Shehu bechinas mazel ho'elyoin. The term mazel over there refers to a very, very high level light and kindness and grace of Hashem. Shehu bechinas atiko kadisha, which is referred sometimes as the term atiko kadisha, the holy elder, referring to the highest levels of Hashem's kindness and goodwill. Shemishom nimsheches haparnosa. That's where the parnosa comes from. Shehu bechinas rotzoin hoelyon kiyadua. And that place is also referred to as kavyochol Hashem's will, the highest levels of rachmonis and chesed. Hu kimavur bezoyer hakodesh, as is explained in the Zoyer Hakodesh. The Zoyer Hakodesh says that in Tehillim, when we speak about parnosa, it says hashlech al Hashem yehovcha. Place your needs. It doesn't say give your needs, direct your needs to Hashem. It doesn't say El Hashem. It says Al Hashem. And the Zohar Kodesh says this is a remez to referring to above the standard levels of kindness of Hashem. The standard levels of kindness are referred to as Zeranpin, Chesed, but Parnosa comes from Al Hashem Kavyochol, above Zeranpin. It's coming from Orechanpin, from Atiko Kadisha, from Rotzayin Huelyoin, all of these terms that are used to refer to the highest sources of kindness. Now, Rav Nosson Zal first touched on Parnosa, Mezoinim. Now he's going to take all three things here, Bonei Chayim Mezoinim, which we touched on all of these earlier, and Rav Nosson Zal is going to show how they're all in one package. V'zeo b'chinas bonei chayei u'mezoinei. Rav Nosson Zal says, now you'll understand, based on that chapter in the Likutei Moharan, you'll see why all three of these things are put together in the Gemara and the Zohar Kodesh. Ki kulam hein b'chinas he'oras harotzein ho'elyon. Because all three of these things, all three of these blessings, are all directly connected to this he'oras harotzein. Bone, when we talk about children, ze bechinas he'oras ben v'talmid anal. This goes back to what we discussed earlier, that one of the main goals of a Jew in life is to make sure that even when you leave this world, you still leave your das behind in this world. And the way that a person does that is by having children and students. And Rabbi Nizal shows there that children are students and students are children. So there is this He'oras Ben V'Talmid, which is the whole concept of Bonim. And if a Jew is Zoiche to give over their Das to their children and students, then even when they leave the world, they're still alive in this world. So they're living in both worlds at the same time. So that's Bone that's mentioned over there in the Gemara. Kigam ha-talmid nikra ben, because the student is also called a son. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, v'chol bonayich limudei Hashem. All of your sons, all of your children are students of Hashem. So we see the talmidim are bonim. Kanal, as we learned earlier. Chaye, regarding longevity of life, ze bechinas chayim aruchim, chayim toivim, chayim nitzchim. That's talking about all the beauty of spiritual life, which is referred to as long life, good life, eternal life. Shehem bechinas hamakifim hu'elyonim anal. Rabbi Nizal over there in Likutei Moharan told us that how does a Jew, what's called long life by a Jew? If a Jew is 80 years old or 90 years old, nonsense. There are people who are 90 years old, and in reality, they're 3 minutes old, because the rest of their life, other than 3 minutes, was pure nonsense. Didn't add up to anything at all. There was only 3 minutes in their life of recognition of Hashem, of acknowledgement of Hashem, of Das, of true Das. So that's not called long life. Long life and longevity of life is measured by a person's Das, by the person's ability and effort to acquire makifin, to keep advancing constantly. I know so much, and I don't know this. Every day I'm trying to take makifin and turn them into pnimim, take things that I didn't know before and get to know them, learn about them, etc. That's long life, and that's good life. Shemizgalin al yedei he'oras ben v'talmid. And the way that a Jew is zoicha to have these makifin revealed to them is by working on the son and the student. Rabbeinu Zal shows there that the more that a person is willing to share their knowledge with their children, with their students, the more a person empties their head of their knowledge, they empty it out into other people, into students and children, the more Hashem keeps filling their head with new makifin. You give away some of your knowledge, Hashem gives you new knowledge that you didn't have before. New makifin all the time. Shehem bechinas chayim, bechinas arichas yom veshonim. That's the concept of life, long life, the constant growth in this area of the makifin. So that's chaye. Mizoine, the third item that's mentioned there in the Gemara, ze bechinas parnoso. That refers to a livelihood. Sheshom mezgale ha'ora sarotzen knam. That's where a person gets to see, that's where Hashem reveals this goodwill towards the person, this he'or sarotzen that Hashem feels, this great light, is shined upon a person during the time of eating, during the time of birchas hamozoin. V'alkein kol elu hashloisha tluyim b'mazla. Rav Nosson says, now, based on that chapter in Likutei Moran, which mentions all three of these areas. It speaks about teaching children and students. It speaks about bonei. It speaks about long life, chaye. And it speaks about parnosa. Now you'll understand why all three of them are dependent on mazla, shehu bechinas mazal ho'elyoin, shehu bechinas oras ha-rotzayim, which refers to that highest level rachamim of Hashem, this high level of rotzayim, like raiva deraivin that we speak about on Shabbos. V'ze b'chinas she'oimrim shloisha hatovois v'sholish gemulois b'birchas hamozoin. Now you'll also understand why in the third bracha of birchas hamozoin, the third bracha of birchas hamozoin, actually it's the fourth after b'nei barachmav, we say the word toiv three times, toiv hu meitiv hu heitiv hu meitiv hu yetiv lanu. Three toivs, hu gemolonu, hu goimleinu, hu yigmeleinu lad, and three gemulois. So we're talking about three types of goodness and three types of ligmol means to be generous. Rav Nosson says, ki kol ze hu bechinas he'ora sarotzoim shemeitivimonu barachmov uvetuvoi levad. All of this is reminding the person and telling us this message of this awesome he'ora sarotzim, this great light of goodwill that Hashem is bestowing upon us with his kindness and goodness and blessing us with toiv, with all kinds of toiv, beretzoinoi levad, only coming from Hashem's goodwill, belishum chiyuv klal. Hashem is under no obligation whatsoever to give us anything. Whatever we receive from Hashem is simply a display of Hashem's goodness and kindness and goodwill. Ki mi hegdimani vashalim, because the Gemara says, Hashem says to mankind, let somebody show me, come show me who preceded me, who gave me first, who do I owe, Hashem says. Anybody want to present a bill that I owe them, that they gave me something before I gave them? You want to pride yourself, you want to tell Hashem, you owe me a thank you, I went out and bought tzitzis. Hashem says, you bought tzitzis, who gave you the wardrobe, who gave you the clothing? Or a person says, I bought beautiful mezuzah for my house. Hashem says, you bought the mezuzahs for $1,000. I gave you the house for $200,000. So who's in debt? Who's ingratiated to who? K'moshom Rabbi Senazal, as the Gemara points out, Rak betuvoi levad noisen lanu parnoso bonei chayim ezoine. It's only out of Hashem's goodness and goodwill that Hashem gives us life and children and parnoso. Shezeo b'chinas he'oras ha'rotzoim, this is a display of that light of rotzoim, shehu ikar ha'toiv ho'elyoin, which is the essence of Hashem's goodness. B'chinas, as the Pasuk says, mo rav tuvcho asher tzofanto li'reecho. What is this incredible goodness that you, Hashem, have hidden away for those who show the proper respect to you? Sherav ha'toiv hazeh hu he'oras ha'rotzoim. Rabbeinu Zal over there in chapter 7 of the Likutei Moran shows us that in this pasuk where it speaks about morav tuv, that's another word for he'oras ha'rotzoim. It's the same thing. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, "Vezeh bechinas horachamon hu shoimrim kama pomim bebirchas hamozoin." Now we'll understand something very, very interesting. In benching, in Birchas HaMozoim, in the latter part, we have a whole list. Horachmonu yizborach bashamayim v'oretz. Horachmonu yishtabach l'dor dorim. Each time it begins, Horachamon, the kind one, who he should bless us. Umaskirin v'koyremoz Hashem yizborach b'shem Horachamon kama v'kama pomim. And we mention Hashem by this title, Horachamon, several times, again and again, Mashaloi Motzinu Kein Beshar HaTfilos, which we do not find generally in our other prayers. We don't find ourselves referring to Hashem by that title, Horachamon. Ki Oz Beshas Birchas HaMozoin Iker Hizgalos Horachamim. Because during the time of Birchas HaMozoin, that's one of the greatest moments of display of Hashem's great kindness. Shehu Heoras HaRotzoin. That's what Rabbeinu Zal calls the Heoras HaRotzoin. Shehu Iker Horachamim Vachesed. That reflects the highest level of kindness and goodness of Hashem. Shezeu b'chinas ki merachamim yenahagim. As we find in the pasuk that Rabbeinu Zal bases that chapter in the Kutimran, where the pasuk says, those who have true kindness, those are qualified to lead. So Hashem, who is the ultimate leader, is the ultimate rachamim. Shemishom zoichin lehoras harotzoin al yidei hamanik huamiti. It's from there, from Birchas HaMozoin, that we're zeiche to this Heoras HaRotzoin, through the true leader of Klal Yisrael, who has to be a great Rachamon, as Rabbeinu Zal shows over there. Ayin Shom B'tchilosei, look at the beginning of that chapter in the Kutimran, where Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this. Nimtza, we see therefore, Shebirchas HaMozoin hu bechinas Heoras HaRotzoin, that Birchas HaMozoin is the location, that's the address, that's the time of day when a Jew experiences this great Heoras HaRotzoin. V'alkein tzrichin lohoyser b'achilosoi, and this is why it's important to leave over a little bit of the food that you ate, b'shvil shetochol habrocha olov al yidei Birchas HaMozoin. So that when you're reciting the Birchas HaMozoin and that little bit of food is in front of you, but when you say Birchas HaMozoin, you're unleashing that flow of Heoras HaRotzoin, that flow of incredible kindness of Hashem, that blessing. You want that blessing to have something to attach itself to.
Because that little bit that you leave over from your food,
that's tied into the pasuk about Rus, where it says she left over, and the Gemara says for the future world. Olam Haba,
Shehu Heoras HaRotzoin Kanal.
Olam Haba is another term for Heoras HaRotzoin. That also represents this great light of kindness of Hashem and goodwill.
Ukamei Shekosuv, as we find in another pasuk, where the pasuk says when Elisha Navi, I believe, performed the miracle for the woman who didn't have any food, she didn't have any money, and he told her to take oil and to borrow from all of her neighbors, bottles, vessels, anything, and to start pouring. And she kept pouring until all the vessels were full, and he said to her, At ubonayech tichi, that the bottles you'll sell and you'll get money, you'll be able to pay your back rent and you'll be okay.
Va'at ubonayech tichi banoisor, and you and your children will live with the remainder, with what's left.
V'dosh rabbeinu zal, and the Gemara points out in Shabbos daf kuf yud gimel, ad tchias hameisim,
until the dead will be brought back to life. Now, why would the Gemara say such a thing? Why wouldn't the Gemara say until your final days, until you pass away? Why does the Gemara say Atchias HaMesim?
She'oz Yeh Heoras HaRotzoin Kanal.
Because the Gemara is hinting to us that Tchias HaMesim is when there's going to be this incredible display and flow of this Heoras HaRotzoin.
V'zehu, and this is what the Pasuk means when it says V'at Ubonayich.
You and your children. Look again, it could have said family. Mishpachte. It doesn't. At ubonayich. Being marames to what Rabbeinu Zal says over there in the Kutumran about the bonim and the talmidim. The ha'ora bechinas ben ve'talmid.
Tichi will live.
That's the Chaim. Remember we quoted the Pasuk, the Gemara, Bone Chaye Umezoine. So first the Pasuk begins, Atu Bonaich, that's the Bone, Bonim, Tichi will live, that's the Chaye, and will live with this flow of Parnosa. B'chinas Chaim and Al, B'chinas Arichas Yom Veshonim, Shekol Zehu B'chinas Heoras HaRotzin. All of this represents that flow of goodwill on the part of Hashem. B'chinas Banoisar, as it says, with the remainder, with what will remain, Lo'olam Haba, Shehu Horas HaRotzin Kanal. Olam Haba is a remez to that Heoras HaRotzin. This is why a Jew is supposed to leave over a little bit of food, not to clean the plate, not to finish everything. Kedei, obviously, there are people that do this to different levels. Unfortunately, there are people for whom it's very normal to leave over half a plate. First they fill up a plate, and then they decide they want a little bit, and I'm not going to eat more because I'm full. Either kasha, it's going to get thrown into the garbage. What about Baal Tashchis? The answer is that doesn't concern them. That's not a derech. That's not the way a Jew is supposed to eat. A Jew is supposed to respect food tremendously. You take what you think you're going to eat, what you think you are going to eat. You don't take more where once you put it in your plate, now it can't be used and it has to be thrown out, or all kinds of different things. But to make sure to leave over something, when there's going to be a Birchas HaMozoin, so that there's something for the blessing, for the Horas HaRotzin to attach itself to. Kedei lizkois lohoras harotzoin al yidei birchas hamozoin. Bebchinas vatoisar lo'olam habo. Vatoisar, the remainder, that part that's left over, that's your connection to lo'olam habo. Shehu bechinas ha'oras harotzoin. That's when Hashem is going to send down that light of ha'oras harotzoin during birchas hamozoin. It needs something to attach itself to. That little bit, that's your wick, in a sense, that Hashem will light the flame to.